Blog Talk Radio.
But yes, we will win the war. A banner rises.
How did you feel speaking down the barrel of a camera about this subject?
Well, I obviously didn't get as emotional as Ebony because, as I said in that video, I didn't really experience a great deal of that as a young man growing up in Jamaica, perhaps because I wasn't in that society or mixing with people that would have shown me that racism. But what I want to expand on, though, Ward, is what I said about education. Education is important unless we just want to continue living the life that we are living and continue just having demonstrations every now and again and a few people saying a few things. And when I say education, I mean going back in history. What people need to understand is that this thing stems from a long time ago, hundreds of years ago. The dehumanization of the black race is where it started. And people will tell you, oh, that's a long time ago. Get over it. No, you don't get over things like that. And the society has not gotten over something like that. I'll skip all the gap between those long years ago and make one point and then go backward. That lady in the Central Park in New York, Amy Cooper, I think is her name. If she did not have in her DNA the thought process that she was white, this man is black, if I call a police officer, 9 times out of 10 he's going to be white, I'm going to be considered right immediately. The black guy will have to prove that he's not guilty. And by the time he proves that he's not guilty, he might be dead. She had that in her mind from day one. That is why she said and did what she did. How do you get rid of that in the society? By educating both sides, black and white. I hear people talking about brainwashing. I didn't quite understand as a young man what brainwashing meant. I now understand what brainwashing meant, what it means. We have been brainwashed, and not just black people. White people have been brainwashed in different ways. I go back many years. Think about religion. You and I are supposed to be Christians. I'm not really a very holy person, not a very religious person, but that's what we were taught. Look at Jesus Christ, the image that they give of Jesus Christ. Pale skin, blonde hair, blue eyes. Where Jesus came from, who in that part of the world looks that way? But again, that's the brainwashing to show you this is what perfect.